This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing case studies. How real people used patient hearing to turn around difficult interactions. Real scenarios that show patient hearing working, and what happens when it doesn't. In short, patient hearing does not just mean staying quiet. It means staying fully present until the other person has genuinely finished, suspending your own agenda, and responding to what was actually said rather than what you feared they might say. It works in hostile situations as well as quiet ones. The cost of getting it wrong is almost always higher than people expect. Every example below shows something distinct about how it functions in the real world. Definition: patient hearing is the deliberate practice of listening to another person completely, without interrupting or prejudging, until their full message has been received. It requires you to suspend your own response long enough to understand what is actually being said, not just what you expected to hear. What to watch for before you read these scenarios. I want to ask you to read these examples differently from the way you might read a list of tips. Each scenario below is built around a specific moment where patient hearing either saved a conversation or collapsed it. Your job is to watch for the turn, the precise instant where someone either held their attention or lost it. Notice what the person does with their body. Notice what they say when the other person finishes. Notice what they hold back. Patient hearing is visible when you know what to look for, and these cases will sharpen that eye in a way that a definition alone never can. The focus keyword patient hearing sounds simple. What these stories show is that it demands real courage to practice under pressure. Five scenarios that show patient hearing working and failing. Example 1. The project manager who stopped the storm. A project manager overseeing a software rollout received an angry message from a senior developer late on a Tuesday afternoon. The developer felt her technical concerns had been ignored in the planning phase and that the timeline was unrealistic. She was not polite about it. In the meeting that followed, the project manager did something that surprised the developer. He said nothing for the first 4 minutes. He made eye contact, nodded occasionally, and let her finish every sentence, including the ones that were pointed directly at him. When she finally stopped, he paused for a few seconds before he spoke. Then he repeated back, in his own words, the three main concerns she had raised. He got two of them right, and one slightly wrong. She corrected him. He thanked her for the correction. By the end of that conversation, they had restructured two milestones together. The developer later said she had not expected to be heard at all. She had walked in ready for a fight. What this reveals is the patient hearing can disarm anger without requiring you to agree with it. The project manager did not concede ground he did not have. He simply gave the developer room to be fully heard before the problem solving began. That sequence mattered enormously. Example 2. The team leader who made it worse. A team leader in a marketing department had a reputation for being responsive and decisive. When a new team member raised concerns about workload distribution in a one-to-one meeting, the team leader listened for about 90 seconds, then began explaining the rationale behind the current structure. She was not wrong about the rationale, but she had not yet heard the whole concern. The new hire had been building toward a specific point about a recurring pattern, and the team leader's explanation arrived before that point could land. The new hire nodded, said she understood, and left. 3 weeks later, the same issue surfaced in a team meeting. This time in front of everyone, with more frustration attached to it. The team leader was blindsided. She had thought the conversation was resolved. This is what the absence of patient hearing costs. It does not just delay the problem, it compounds it. The new hire did not feel dismissed by malice. She felt dismissed by speed. That distinction matters, because if you are avoiding difficult conversations altogether, you never even get the chance to hear what someone needs. At least this team leader had the conversation. She just did not stay in it long enough. Example 3. The difficult colleague nobody could reach. A team of six had one member who regularly interrupted in meetings, questioned decisions loudly, and seemed resistant to every change proposal. Two of his colleagues had already stopped engaging with him directly. The team's communication was suffering. A fourth colleague, a quieter woman who had worked with difficult personalities before, tried something different. In a one-to-one conversation she had asked for, she said almost nothing for the first 10 minutes. She asked one opening question and then let him talk. She did not defend the team. She did not counter his grievances. She tracked everything he said without redaction. And when he finally wound down, she reflected the underlying concern back to him. He felt his experience was being discounted because he was the newest senior member. He had never said that directly, but it was sitting beneath every complaint. She had heard it through sustained attention to what he kept returning to, not through what he stated outright. He was noticeably less combative in the 2 weeks that followed. Not a complete transformation, but a real shift. Patient hearing had surfaced the real issue, and naming it had taken some of its power away. This is also the kind of dynamic when knowing how to de-escalate team conflict gives you somewhere to go once you have heard what is really happening. Example 4. The apology that almost did not work. A department head needed to apologize to a team member for publicly dismissing his input in a meeting. He prepared carefully. He had thought through what he wanted to say and believed he had the right words ready. In the conversation, he delivered his apology clearly and sincerely. The team member said thank you, quietly, but the department head sensed something unresolved. Instead of accepting the silence as closure and moving on, he stayed. He asked, simply, whether there was anything else the team member wanted to say. There was. The public moment had been one incident, but there was a pattern behind it that the team member had never raised. He spoke for several minutes. The department head listened without defending himself, without explaining his own pressures, without offering context. He just received it. That second phase of the conversation, the unplanned one, was what actually repaired the relationship. The prepared apology opened the door. Patient hearing walked them both through it. There is an important connection between this kind of listening and how to apologize in a way that actually restores trust. The words alone are really enough. Example 5. The feedback conversation that turned around. A senior team member was preparing to give difficult feedback to a peer whose work had been falling short of the team's standard. She had a clear framework ready, having thought carefully about how to give feedback that strengthens rather than breaks trust. But before she delivered the feedback, she asked her peer how he thought the last quarter had gone. She expected defensiveness or deflection. Instead, he spoke honestly and at length about a personal difficulty he had been carrying that had affected his concentration. He had not told anyone. He had not been asked. She adjusted everything. The feedback she delivered was still direct and honest, but it landed in a completely different context because she had heard what had actually been happening before she said what she needed to say. He told her afterward that it was the first time a difficult conversation at work had not left him feeling worse. This is patient hearing operating as a diagnostic tool before a conversation even begins its main work. The patterns these cases share. Look across these 5 scenarios and 3 things recur. First, the people who practiced patient hearing did not do it passively. They held an active stillness tracking, absorbing, resisting the pull to respond before the other person had finished. That is a skill requiring practice, not just intention. Second, in every case where patient hearing worked, it surfaced something that had not been stated directly. The unspoken grievance, the real concern beneath the surface complaint. This is what sustained attention produces that quick responses never can. It is also what makes empathy bridges and team communication possible. You cannot build a bridge to where someone actually is if you've only heard where you assumed they were. Third, the cost of getting it wrong was always delayed and amplified. The problem did not go away. It grew roots. What these cases mean for your next difficult conversation. Here is the truth of it. Most people believe they are better listeners than they are. Not because they are dishonest, but because listening feels passive, and they confuse silence with attention. These cases show that patient hearing is something you choose actively in every moment of a charged conversation, and that the choice point is usually when you feel most like speaking. If you are preparing for a difficult conversation, consider using a clear opening structure to create the conditions for honest exchange. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation well gives patient hearing the space it needs to operate. And when you do receive feedback during those conversations, tools like the SBY method help you make sure your own words are as precise as the attention you gave the other person. Ask yourself one question after your next difficult conversation: did you hear what was actually said? Or did you hear what you were bracing for? Your honest answer to that question will tell you where your practice of patient hearing currently stands. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing? Patient hearing is the practice of listening to someone fully without interrupting, planning your response, or judging what they say before they have finished. It means staying present for the whole message, not just the part that triggers your reaction. How does patient hearing help with difficult people? When someone feels genuinely heard, the defensiveness drops. Patient hearing slows the pace of a charged conversation, which gives both people space to think clearly. It often reveals the real issue beneath the surface complaint, making resolution far more likely. What does patient hearing look like in practice? It looks like sustained eye contact, no interruptions, and responses that reflect what the other person actually said rather than what you expected them to say. It includes silence after they finish speaking, so you have genuinely processed their words before you respond. Can patient hearing work when someone is being aggressive or hostile? Yes, and it is often most powerful in those moments. Hostility usually signals that someone does not feel heard. Staying calm, absorbing the emotion without reacting to it, and reflecting the concern back often reduces aggression faster than any counterargument can. How is patient hearing different from just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active attention. You're tracking meaning, noticing what is left unsaid, and holding back your own agenda so the other person can complete their thought. The difference shows in how you respond when they have finished. What happens when patient hearing is absent in a team? Without patient hearing, conversations escalate into competing monologues. People stop bringing real concerns because they expect to be cut off or dismissed. Over time, this erodes trust and creates a kind of persistent tension that quietly dismantles team performance. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.